time for reader, listener, email. You know, I always love coming to this part of the show where we give out valuable games to motherfuckers listening, man. Hopefully it help you out there, man. But at the end of the day, it is a moral question whether a man chooses to use what he has learned to help himself. You feel me? Here we go. Our first nigga in the news is a nigga from Atlanta, TA. He writes to Boss Mac. He say, Boss Mac, I'm a nigga that enjoys my own company. I do not chase bitches. I have all of my own shit. My paper is good. I'm autonomous. I got a nice team of bitches. But recently, bitches have been complaining, saying that I don't call enough. My position is, bitch, if you call, we talk. If not, we don't. Boss Mac, how you feel about this? Well, I hope y'all understood that there, and you know the Boss Mac topsoil has always maintained a healthy policy of never chasing bitches at all. But I am not against calling a bitch up out the clear blue, seeing how a bitch is doing, saying, hey, bitch, I thought about you. Hey, just call and see how you're doing. But there is a fine line between chasing a bitch and tapping a bitch on the shoulder, saying, hey, bitch, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're repeatedly calling a bitch, like, today and tomorrow and then the next day, that's bad.
All kinds of music.
You feel me? But if you call a bitch right here and then, you know, you don't call a bitch for 2 weeks, something like that, you know, man, that's good. If a bitch check for you, then she checking for you. If she don't, then she not checking for you, nigga. Because if a bitch is checking for you, a bitch is going to call. Now, if bitches is complaining, now I'm going to point some shit out to you now. I want niggas to feel me on this now. If a bitch is complaining to you that you should be calling more, I feel like that is a good thing. At least a bitch wants you to call. So you're in a good place right there. And it's always good to be in a place like that where the bitch is bothering you, because really, that is the perpetual state of a good relationship between you and your bitch when she on you like that. Like, you don't fuck with you, ain't spending no time with you. That's good. You want to keep that going because at least a bitch is into you. Now, when a bitch stop talking to you and say, nigga, do you, nigga? Then another nigga is with your bitch.
Is like, nigga, you don't even have to answer the phone or call. She's a fucking text.
Damn, man,
That's it.
I love the way she just summarizes.
That's it.
Nigga,
if you want her on your team, you don't want to be bothered, but you want her on your team, you don't want to lose the bitch, shoot her a text like, hey, what's up? How's your day? That's it. The bitch gonna be excited. You got her for a whole another 2 weeks. Pat.
I love the way a motherfucker just summarized some shit for a nigga, man. I'm trying to talk to y'all, man. You gotta get your bomb ass co-host for your show like this.
Thank you very much.
All right, y'all. I hope that was healthy for you, nigga, man. It's always good that you want all bitches. You always want bitches chasing you, nigga. You don't never want it to be the other way around.